Hello, welcome back to Coach Enya Below the Bar podcast. So this week's episodes, I kind of wanted to focus around the hot topic of the nice weather. So today is the 26th of May, and we're having like a little mini heat wave. So it's been really, really nice over the last few days, and it will be for the next few days as well. And hopefully that's not the end of our summer. Typical Ireland, we get one nice week of we get 1 week of nice weather and then it just all goes to shit. So here's to hoping that we do have a nice summer. But I do understand that if you are in a calorie deficit, so there's two sides of the coin that I want to talk about in this episode. So if you are in a calorie deficit, the hot weather can be, I suppose, a trigger to go off plan. Now, there's a difference between one nice day and then a streak of nice days, okay? And that's the kind of thing that you have to remind yourself. Look, it's short-term gratification. So when the sun comes out in Ireland, a lot of us get drawn to a beer garden. A lot of us have barbecues. You know, the kids are in the pool in the garden. The parents are having a few drinks or crack open a bottle of wine. Sure, when do we ever get weather like this? And I see it all the time as well in my check-ins with clients and stuff like that. And whatever about it just being like a once-off, oh, the weather was nice, sure, we never do it. We had a couple of beers or whatever and a barbecue. Sometimes you take it too far. You know, one or two drinks turns into a case of Heineken, and then nibbles as well, like crisp chocolate, barbecue on top of that. And, you know, before you know it, you're feeling like shit the next day. Now, I do always remind my clients, look, it really happens. Draw a line underneath it. It always matters what you do next. You wake up the next day and you get back to normal, you get back into your routine, and it's a grain of sand on a beach in the grand scheme of things. So when we do have a heat wave and it's a few weeks of really nice weather and you're in a calorie deficit and suddenly this once off starts to turn into a routine thing every weekend, or you know, you're even out maybe two, three times every evening having a couple of glasses of wine with the neighbors or whatever else, and suddenly, you know, you started a calorie deficit maybe at the start of May or the start of April, and suddenly now, like, you're a week or two into going off plan. Because you're so hungover, you're not going out and get your steps in the next day, you're not going to the gym, maybe you're a runner, your runs are getting sacrificed and stuff because you feel like crap. So just try to remember, in the grand scheme of things, you know, it does matter what we do most of the time, okay? Not some of the time we're in a calorie deficit. And if most of the time you're missing gym sessions, you're not going out getting your steps in because you opt for the short-term gratification option of sitting out the back garden, eating rings around yourself three, four nights a week because of the nice weather. Like, you can't turn around and say, oh, but I have to live my life. Oh, but why is the scale not dropping? And it's lack of consistency, okay? Like, you can still enjoy the nice weather and not have to drink alcohol and not have to eat crap, you know, consistently. Like, there can be a happy medium. Okay, well, do you know what? I drank last weekend. This weekend, I'm gonna sit out, read a book, maybe go for a walk in a park that's not local to me, change the scenery, maybe rent a bike or something like that, bring the kids to the zoo so you're out in the sun. Like, we can feel like we need to make the most of the weather, especially in Ireland. And sometimes we opt for the alcohol and the barbecues, okay? And if you want to lose weight, if you have a holiday coming up in July or August and you're committing to like an 8 or 12 week deficit, like, what you do most of the time will start to impact your progress, okay? Either in a positive way or a negative way. So just sometimes boundaries can be a big issue. And I say that to my clients all the time. They're support systems and, you know, they're boundaries. So if you have people around you who are like, oh, come on, sure, when do we ever have this weather? Like, you know, one day off plan isn't going to harm. Okay, well, then 2 days later, you're with a different group of people and they're saying the same thing to you as well. Okay. Sometimes people don't have your best interests at heart and they're just thinking about themselves and they're thinking about company because you have no one else to drink with or have a barbecue with. Or go off to a beer garden, okay? So sometimes you have to have boundaries in place and you have to remind yourself, okay, I can sit down here and, you know, have the couple of drinks and the barbecue, draw a line under it, and maybe not do it again for another few weeks. Or I can keep opting to do this a few times a week for the next few weeks. And then you're kicking yourself by the time it comes to your holiday. And instead of losing, you know, 12 pounds over 12 weeks, you've only lost 6 pounds. And it was because you didn't have strong boundaries in place. or the people around you. Okay, so you need to get good at saying no, and you need to get good at giving out to that inner voice who does want you to choose a short-term gratification. Sometimes you're your own worst enemy. Arsha, when do we ever have weather like this? And God knows when we'll get it again. Oh, you know, I deserve this and stuff. And then it's like, okay, but you know, you're the one that wanted change. You're the one that wanted to build self-confidence. And in the moment, I say this as well in my group calls with my 8-week challengers, in the moment when you decide to start a deficit, you are bursting with excitement, you're bursting with motivation, because your body, your brain doesn't know the difference between what's happening in the future and what's happening now. That's why people get anxiety, okay? So you're imagining the worst case scenario for something that's maybe 2-3 weeks ahead, and your body is imagining you're in that worst case scenario, okay? Maybe it's flying, maybe it's the fear of flying, and you know, you're sitting there thinking, oh God, this holiday's booked now in 3 weeks, I'm dreading this flight, it's 4 hours, I have to fly on my own, I have to meet people over there, so I have to meet them over there, and you know, I have to sit on this plane for 4 hours by myself, what if there's turbulence? And suddenly you start getting all these sensations in your body as if you're actually going through it. Okay, the same thing goes when you're excited. So if you're excited about a holiday and you know, you're in the group chat with the girls and you're thinking, oh my God, I can't wait for this, and you're sending pictures of outfits and Instagram posts and you know, videos, holiday videos from TikTok, and everyone's absolutely buzzing, but the holiday is a few months away. Your brain is imagining you're already in that situation. You're sitting on the balcony, eating your legs, drinking your Fanta, ready to go out for the night, doing your makeup and stuff. Your body thinks that's actually happening. Your brain thinks that's actually happening. And the same goes for when you want to turn your life around. When you say, enough is enough now, I actually want to do something about how I feel. I look in the mirror, I don't feel very confident. And I know it's a result from slacking off. I haven't been walking in months. I've been putting garbage into my body constantly. And I just don't feel great, and something needs to change. So yeah, and hiring a PT or jumping on an 8-week challenge. And you know, the first 2 weeks are a breeze. Okay, there's some bumps in the road, but you're really, really excited. You know, this is it now. Like, you've done a few challenges in the past, it didn't work out. You've hired a PT in the past, it didn't work out, but this time it's going to work. So you're 2 weeks in, and next of all, you turn on the weather, heat wave to hit Ireland for the next 2 weeks. And then the text messages start coming in the group chat. Who wants to come to mine for a barbecue? Who fancies coming to the beer garden today? The kids are off with their dad or the babysitter or their nanny or whatever else. You know, I won't be free again for another week. I need to take advantage of this. And then your ability to say no is tested in that situation, because you're thinking, oh God, but it is lovely out. It's 25 degrees. Sure, when was the last time it was 25 degrees in Ireland? You know what? I'm not in work tomorrow. It's a Saturday. The kids are with their dad or something like that, and I don't have to be up early. And all of a sudden you go out and you're drinking pints of cider, you're getting a pizza on the way home, you wake up the next day, you're feeling like shit, okay? And then a different group of people text you then halfway through the week. Anyone fancy coming to my back garden? The tunes are on, he's going to do a barbecue, sure, when do we ever do it? So that's 2 nights then in the week. And then the weekend comes around again and it's still an absolute scorcher. Someone else is asking you to go to the beer garden. And all of a sudden now, you know, you're not going to gain any body fat from a week like that, okay? We all go on holidays, we come back, we put on some more weight, maybe a pound or two at most. Like, you're not going to ruin your progress. But if we're doing that consistently, it is going to start to take its toll on your progress, okay? So your ability to be able to turn around and be like, yeah, I'll go, but I'm on the 7-ups, the 7-up phrase. I'm going to have something to eat before I go, and I'm going to drive, okay? Because if you drive, then you're kind of, your hands are tied, like you're not going to get in the car and drink and drive. Well, I hope so. You know, so that's going to give you some accountability. And if someone's trying to twist you around, come on, sure, we never do it. Like, look at the weather and all, stop being a dry shy, stop being, you know, whatever. I've heard it all from my own friends. But when you actually stand your ground and you're like, no means no. No, I'm going on holiday in a couple of months, girls. I want to feel me best. You know, I'm after buying a pair of denim shorts that I want to fit into. No means no. Okay, so if you're someone who can be easily persuaded, or you're a yes man, in those moments, you have to remember why you started, because you felt like shit and you wanted to do something about it. And here you are, a victim to your own mindset, giving up at the first hurdle. Okay, so things won't change if you don't change, all right? Nothing's going to change if you don't change. If you keep giving in to short-term gratification, what's going to happen in the long run? You're not going to get the results that you want. But if you stand your ground and think of long-term gratification, okay, yeah, I could go around here and I could, you know, eat me body weight in burgers and chicken skewers and, you know, wedges and whatever else, and, you know, drink 6-7 bottles of Corona. But how am I going to feel the next day? I always play the tape forward when I'm in a calorie deficit because, number one, I'm going to feel like shit anyway. And your hangovers do get worse when you're into your 30s and your 40s. They really do. And I'd be like, do you know what? I'm going to feel like shit tomorrow. And it's meant to be lovely out tomorrow as well. I don't want to spend the day indoors because I'm just hungover to fuck. Okay, so that's one part of it, feeling like shit. And then being like, well, you know, if I feel like shit, I'm not going to make very good choices when it comes to food. The last thing I want to do is go and get my 10,000 steps in the soaring heat while I'm hungover, nursing a hangover. Okay, so playing the tape forward helps. And then also imagine yourself walking down the beach in those denim shorts that you wanted to fit into, feeling confident for the first time in years. Like, I know a lot of people who they actually don't like getting in photographs when they're on holiday. And they were also the people who said, in January now, it's all going to change. I'm going to get a PT. I'm going to jump on an 8-week challenge. I'm going to join a gym. And, you know, before you know it, February, March, April has gone by and they haven't even started, or they've been stopping and starting. Okay. But this time, what would happen if you didn't give up? All right, what would happen if you did stand your ground? How many calories would you save if you just said, I'm going to go around and just have the 7-Up freeze? You're going to feel great going home. You're going to wake up fresh as fuck. You're going to be able to do something then on the Sunday, okay? Maybe drive out to the beach, relax as well. Stuff like that, you know, playing the tape forward, not only for your well-being, but also your progress too, okay? So having boundaries and a good support system around you as well. So for example, yeah, we can have people around us that are trying to twist our arm all the time. The people who, you know, don't really give a shit about their health or haven't hit the point where they need to turn their lives around, okay? They're not in the same mindset that you are, but they will try to drag you down. But you can also have people around you and they're like, oh yeah, if you want the 7-Up freeze, I can pick some up in the supermarket for you if you want to save you doing the journey. Like, those people are supportive. Or, you know, sometimes I'm off and out and I'll have like a pint of water in between drinks. And I remember when I first started doing that, people were like, what the fuck? Like, you're zero crack. But I was the one who could get up the next day and get on with my life, and tick off boxes on my to-do list. When I'd be texting the people who went flat to the mat with a drink and they'd be like, oh God, I can't even look at food. I haven't left the bedroom. The kids are wrecking me head. And they don't feel normal then for 2 or 3 days. And, you know, at this point now, my friends know me and they like their life. They know my lifestyle. So if I go out to a back garden, I'm like, no, I'm just going to stay on the water. I'm just going to stay on the 7-Up freeze. Like, you can do one or the other. You can be like, yeah, do you know what? I'm going to stay on the 7-Up freeze, but I'll have a burger. I'll have a chicken burger. Or I'll have a couple of drinks, but I'm not going to have any food. I ate before I came out. So sometimes, like, saying I ate before I came out is nearly a good enough reason for people not to hassle you. Oh, well, she's full, you know, unless it's your nanny. Irish grannies love forcing food down your throat. But sometimes it can be difficult for people in the beginning who are around you and they see you changing your lifestyle, because it reminds them that they're not changing and it makes them feel different. And then they want to make you feel different and they want to point out how you're different from the rest of the group in the back garden or in the beer garden. Okay, they think it's odd. They don't think it's normal. But when you surround yourself with people who want the same goals as you, like, I find it all the time. Like, I'll coach clients and they'll say, I went for a hike with, you know, my gym group. Maybe they go and they do classes all the time in a gym. And those group of girls could be like, let's go for a hike, girls. And maybe they'll have one drink after the hike and then they go home, you know, because they have the same mindset. They are striving for the same things. They are health focused, fitness focused, etc. But when you're surrounding yourself with people who have a shit diet, don't exercise, they're going to make you feel different. Okay. And then, you know, Sometimes your friends can kind of come to the realization as well, like when they do hit their rock bottom, let's just say, and they're coming to you for advice. Enya, what did you do to get in shape? Enya, what do you think about the Stairmaster? What should I do if I'm going to the gym and I want to do cardio? What do I do if I want to tone up my arms? What should I be eating? Like, if I'm going out this weekend, you know, what drink should I opt for instead? And they just haven't hit that rock bottom yet, these people who are around you and they're trying to twist your arm. But you have to put you first and you have to be the one to say to yourself, I'm going to be the one that benefits in the long term here if I say no, not these people. If I say yes, I'm sabotaging my progress to please these people. Like, you need to have strong boundaries and, you know, you're not always going to have a good support system around you and it can be hard. But then sometimes you have to take a step back and be like, do I want to surround myself with these people consistently if they don't have the same mindset or the same goals that I do? Like, I've often had to distance myself from some people because they weren't a good influence on me. I know if I was going to be around them, I'd end up drinking, or I'd end up getting a takeaway, or I'd end up skipping the gym, etc. And I always love that saying, like, if you surround yourself with like four alcoholics, you'll end up being the fifth one. If you surround yourself with four lazy people all the time, you'll end up being the fifth one. And it's so true. Like, who you have in your environment on a consistent basis will impact you. If you surround yourself with four negative people, you're going to find it very hard to be positive. Okay. And I think sometimes as well, like, the older generation, like, you know, your aunts or your grandparents and your own parents as well, they're not exposed to the same stuff that we are online, or the same groups that we're exposed to. Okay. So people are mad for running half marathons, couch to 5K, high rocks, trike events and stuff like that. Our parents and our grandparents didn't have that. So when they see you being fit and healthy, all of a sudden it's like, oh, I would ask you to the barbecue, but you don't eat bread. Oh, I would ask it around, but you're on one of your diets now. I would ask if you wanted a biscuit, but I know you can't eat sugar. Like, that's the mindset that they have. And these are the people that you're going to try and justify yourself to. I just fucking say no. No thanks. And if they want to slag me, like, sometimes I can get a bit bitter, but then sometimes you're just opening a can of worms. I'm like, no, I'm all right. I already eat. Oh, yeah, you're on your diet, aren't you? Yeah, no, you're one of those gym bunnies, aren't you? Like, they try to make you feel different, okay? And I kind of distance myself from people like that. I genuinely do. And now I would say my environment is probably 80% of people who have the same mind frame as me. Like, my own mother now, God love her, like, she'll go to the shop now, and she used to always get me like bags of crisps and stuff like that and whatever else. But now she gets me bottles of water, or she'll get me a can of Diet Coke, or she'll get me, I got you one of those Keep Fit bars, right? But it's a protein bar. And she knows now that's my lifestyle. That's what I do. And, you know, if she hasn't heard from me all day or something like that, she'll be like, oh, are you in the gym today? Are we out on one of your walks? She knows that's my lifestyle now. Whereas, you know, many, many years ago, she'd be like, oh, I thought you'd be in the beer garden today with the weather, or where were you? Were you out having food or something like that? You know, because that used to be me. But sometimes it just takes a while for people to see that you're actually serious about this. And I often got flack off people as well when I was starting and stopping calorie deficits. Oh, we'll see how long this lasts for. Or you're back on your gym buzz again. But now they know it's me and it's my lifestyle. Like, you will have to deal with some flack. You will, when you're trying to turn your life around, specifically when the hot weather comes out. And the sun comes out in Ireland, the temperatures go up to 25 degrees. People find it bizarre that you actually have boundaries and you actually have self-respect. Okay. And the longer you stand your ground, the quicker these people just get used to it. And they actually just stop. But if you keep falling at the fourth hurdle every time someone starts giving you a stick over turning your lifestyle around, or geez, just have a fucking drink, will you? It's 25 degrees out, would you stop? The more you give into that, they'll know how to twist your arm the next time. They'll know you'll give in. They'll know you're a soft touch. So use these situations in the coming weeks as, you know, an experiment to prove that you can stand your ground, that you do have boundaries and you do have self-respect, and you're putting yourself first and also long-term gratification first. Just because the sun is out and you're in a calorie deficit doesn't mean you have to stay indoors like a hermit, okay? But I know a lot of people nearly avoid the likes of barbecues or beer gardens because maybe they do feel like they're a yes man. Maybe they do feel like they're easily persuaded or they're a people pleaser. But you can't hide for the rest of your life. And sometimes you have to get a fucking backbone and just be in those environments and use the word no. That's it. And then those people get used to it and they stop trying to twist your arm. And if anything, in the long term, like I said, they'll end up respecting you. Like, I remember when I was going through my fitness photo shoot, like, that was like 4 or 5 months. And by the end of it, people were like, oh my God, I have to commend you. I don't know how you did it. Like, I'd never be able to do that. Like, they actually are so impressed with your discipline and your consistency. But imagine if I gave up at every hurdle. Like, the amount of parties I had to go to and just drink water. Like, my own friends told you at birthday parties. And the amount of times I was out for food and, you know, just had a Diet Coke or had a coffee instead and my friends just ate. Like, that's the type of discipline you need. But I had done it for so long and consistently around them that they actually just stopped saying anything. They're like, oh, just come and have a Diet Coke. They would rather me there than not be there. And then there's the other side of the coin, okay? if you were one of those people who said in January, I'm going to turn my life around, I'm going to get my shit together, I'm going to join a PT, you know, and then you found that you were stop starting, all of a sudden it's the end of May, your holiday's booked in July and you haven't lost any weight. Okay, that's the other side of the coin. You just have to accept it. Okay, I used to be one of those people as well. Sometimes it's like we nearly have to hit rock bottom. And I don't like using the word fail, okay, because you only fail when you completely give up. So if you found that, oh, you know, I had a bad weekend, what's the point in this diet? Like, I've ruined my progress. Like, I think you know from listening to these podcasts, a weekend off track does not ruin your progress, okay? And if you stand on the scale and it's gone up, you know it's water retention, that's all. You cannot undo weeks of progress with one weekend off track. Now, if you're doing it every weekend over 8 weeks and then you complain at the end that you didn't drop enough weight, why do you think you are probably only losing half a pound instead of a full pound because you were overdoing it every weekend? But just accept the fact that, all right, you know what? What have I learned from this? Okay, I need to do better next time. I need to be more consistent. I need to be more disciplined. And maybe you need to have stronger boundaries. Maybe you need to have, you know, better support system around you. Maybe you need to just have a word with people and just be like, look, stop giving me a hard time. Like, I'm actually really trying to change here. Maybe, you know, I actually remember I worked in a gym and there used to be this guy who used to always come in, and it was only whenever he had a holiday, he would pay a membership. It was a private gym, so it was only like PTs and like classes and stuff. You couldn't just go in and use the gym at free will. But he used to only turn up every time he had a holiday booked, like say 8 weeks before he was going away. And, you know, the guy who ran the gym turned around and said, let's just say the client was called John and the owner of the gym was called Peter. Peter said, every time you have a holiday book, that's the only time I see you. Yeah, well, I want to lose a bit of weight and all, I'm going on my holiday. And he's like, why do you have to lose weight? Why is it only when you're going on holiday you want to look after yourself? Why can't you look after yourself consistently throughout the year? So I think that's the conversation that you need to have with yourself as well. Like, yes, having a holiday booked can be a really, really good reason to have some accountability and have something to work towards. But if your reason isn't strong enough to keep you consistent, you will find reasons to go astray, okay, to veer off path. You have to literally say to yourself, what I'm doing with my life right now is not working and I feel like shit, okay? I look in the mirror, I feel like shit. What I'm eating is making me feel shit. My mental health is in a very good place because of my lifestyle. I don't exercise, which does impact my mental health. I'm in a rut. I'm sick of feeling like this. I seem to start with a PT for a few weeks and then I stop. But sometimes I feel like if it's a holiday, it's not a strong enough reason. Sometimes it needs to be, my mental health is in a bad place and it's because of my lifestyle. And I can honestly tell you now, and I know I keep bringing it up, but I remember when I was doing my photo shoot prep, it was obviously the toughest thing I ever did, but it was also the best I had ever felt because there was no alcohol, there was no shit food. I was so disciplined. I stayed on track. Like, I mean, my mental health, obviously the last week of it or the last 2 weeks, I was running on fucking petrol fumes and it was hard. But it just goes to show that if you exercise consistently and, you know, eat well 80% of the time, like, it does impact your mental health. Sometimes you need a strong why, all right? And your support system and your environment will impact you tremendously. If you find you're stop starting, you're giving into short-term gratification, you've, you know, not great support system around you, your environment isn't that great, that can really impact you. Even no matter how shit you feel, sometimes going to environments like a running club, you know, going to a PT or a semi-private PT, where there's like 4 or 5 other people in that group who, you know, want to turn their lives around as well. I always say that, like, you know, 4 heads are better than 1, etc. Like, people walking in a group mentality, it is very motivating. And that's why, you know, when I run those 8-week challenges, like, I have the group calls and stuff like that, and everyone knows that there's, like, you know, a good lot of people on this challenge that are all striving for the same thing. It does help keep you accountable. But if you're going for these, you know, restrictive diets and these ridiculous exercise plans, like, that can be a huge reason why you fall off after a few weeks as well. Like, you have to accept that turning your life around takes fucking time, okay? And if you're like, oh, it's the end of May now, my holiday's booked for July, I've lost fuck all weight, use this as a learning experience. Reflect on these last 5-6 months and ask yourself, what was the issue there? Was it my environment? Was it my support system? Am I a people pleaser? Do I need stronger boundaries? Was my approach too restrictive? Was it too extreme? Okay, because I can honestly tell you now, whenever people start my 8-week challenge, or whenever I take on a one-on-one client who is basically nearly starting from scratch, they probably haven't done a calorie deficit in, you know, a long, long time. They probably haven't exercised in a long, long time. I always say the first few weeks will be tough, okay? Because you're trying to embed these new habits and try undo old habits. That can take months. So for you to think you're really excited in week one and you're thinking this is the start of the new me and I'm gonna absolutely smash this, and then reality sets in after a few weeks and you know the motivation wears off and you're like, right, this is actually where the hard work starts. That this is where the consistency needs to start happening, because now it feels tough, but this is where I have to be the most consistent, and this is where people usually drop off. It's going to be tough, it's going to feel hard, and you need to accept that it's not going to be easy. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it. But people give up too soon because they think, oh, it's getting hard now, but it's supposed to feel hard. So, you know, embrace that. Embrace it, because when it's feeling hard, that's when the change is happening. When you're going against the old you, go to the beer garden, have the few pints, go to the barbecue, fuck the deficit today. That's old you trying to creep back in. Every time you give in to that voice, you're reinforcing the bad habits again. But every time you refrain from that voice and you stand your ground, you have boundaries and you speak up to the people around you, you know, that reinforces the good habits and it starts to change your brain in a way where it's like, okay, she's actually starting to change something here and she's making a habit out of this and she's being consistent. Maybe this is the new her. And the longer you keep that up, the more of that person you become. Okay. So that's just something to reflect on there as well. But when you're away on holiday, all right, and you know, you're saying to yourself, I don't feel very confident and why didn't I stick to that diet at the start of January and stuff? I feel like shit. When you're away, you're not really going to be thinking about how you look, especially when you have a few drinks in you and you're sitting on the balcony and you're having a crack with your friends. Okay, when you're around your friends, they're not saying, oh god, you're after putting on weight or whatever else. Now I know I'm going to literally say the opposite here. Your friends and other people are always the first people to say you've lost weight. Okay, people never say to you you've put on weight unless you're an Irish grandmother or something like that who they just love bringing up your weight. But when you're away, you're having a crack with your friends, you're making memories, okay? And in 20 years' time, when you're sitting in the pub or at bingo, remember that holiday in Tenerife? Remember the crack we had that night when we got locked out, we had to sleep on the balcony or something like that? You're not going to remember what a number on the scale said, okay? However, turning your life around for the better and exercising and, you know, eating well 80% of the time isn't just about vanity, okay? It's about the overall concept of just feeling better in yourself and looking after your health and the longevity that it's going to add to your life as well, all right? And it's going to prevent like a number of health problems when you get older and when you're sitting in that bingo hall. Because even if you were in extremely good shape on that holiday, you're still going to be sitting in that bingo hall in 30, 40 years' time saying, remember we got locked down, we had to sleep on that balcony and we were pissed and all. No one's going to be talking about, you know, your six pack. Okay. The same stands for both sides. But you could be sitting in that bingo hall in 30, 40 years with an oxygen machine attached to you, or walking on a Zimmer frame because your joints are in absolute bits because you never looked after your health all them years ago. Okay, so it's not just about vanity. And I was only saying this to my 8-week challengers as well. The hardest part is obviously the easy part's losing the weight. The hardest part is maintaining your progress, okay? And by not using extreme approaches and using the approach of slow and steady wins the race, slowly start implementing these new habits instead of just all on the approach, okay? That will make it easier for you to sustain your to maintain your progress afterwards. But also, the hardest part is trying to change the bad habits, okay? And then once you lose the 5, 10 kg from being disciplined, from being consistent, from having strong boundaries, you know, from being able to say the word no in situations that are going to jeopardize your progress, okay? That is the hard part. But once you've lost the 5, 10 kg, it's so much easier to maintain that lifestyle because you've come so far. Like losing 10 kg, you know, could take like two deficits. It could take 10 weeks in a deficit, 4 weeks at maintenance, and then back into a 10-week deficit. Okay. That's what it could take to lose 20 pounds because you're not going to do a 20-week deficit. You'd go insane. All right. But once you lose the initial bulk of the weight, why would you sit there and think, I want to go back to old habits? I want to go back to feeling like shit, not having any self-confidence, gone back to when I had health problems. I couldn't walk up a set of stairs without being overweight, or sorry, without being out of breath, because I was overweight, because I didn't do any cardio, because I wasn't out walking. Remember, I was so weak, I couldn't carry shopping bags, etc. And that was one of the concerns, or, you know, that I got from a lot of my 8-week challenges towards the end of the challenge, which actually finishes up next week. They were saying to me, I'm worried now when I go out on my own that I won't be able to maintain my progress. Tell me now, that lifestyle, how that old lifestyle that you lived, how did that serve you? You didn't feel great. You felt like shit. Okay, you've just literally lost 10 kg. Why would you want to undo that? 20 weeks of work. The only way you could do that is literally by 20 weeks of being sedentary, eating shit. It's not going to get that bad. Okay, unless something really awful happens and your mental health deteriorates or something, and, you know, looking after yourself just isn't a priority anymore because, you know, you've just gone down a dark hole or whatever. And hopefully you reach out and speak to someone, like, if something like that ever happens. Sometimes when people are grieving or someone goes through a breakup or something like that, or something awful happens in someone's life, it could be a really bad injury. Like, that could happen, okay? And I'm not saying it won't happen or it won't ever happen. Some things in life pop up out of the blue and it can just really take us off on the wrong track, okay? But it would take something awful like that for it to happen. There's going to be times after we lose the 10 kg, like, I was 70 kg when I started with my coach going back 4 years ago. I've always been able to maintain now between 55 to 60 kg, all right? And last year, I went on a number of holidays and I was training for a marathon as well. And I think I went back up to 65. Now, I lost it again, okay? But that was the only time in the last 4 years where kind of things drifted, drifted off path, or I veered off path. But I knew I would be able to undo that. And I kind of knew at the time as well, right? I'm training for a marathon here. I'm going on 3 holidays. It is what it is. I'm probably going to gain some weight. But this is the thing I need to mention as well, is that sometimes when people have a mad weekend, or someone goes away on a holiday, or they go away for a weekend or something like that, they start to think, I'm going to undo my progress. But remember, it's a lifestyle to go out and walk daily, to go to the gym a few times a week, to do cardio a few times a week. That's a lifestyle. It's not just before a holiday, okay? It's a lifestyle, something that you have to stay consistent with. Now, bear in mind, if you're not in a deficit, you're not going to need to do that much cardio all the time. But I do walk every day and I do go to the gym. Now, I have mentioned in one of my podcasts that I do give myself one full day off where I don't go walk and I don't go to the gym and I don't do any cardio. And that suits me. But remember, I've already put the work in. So if I was someone starting out in a deficit, I would be walking daily, I would be doing multiple cardio sessions a week, and I would be going to the gym, you know, 3-4 times a week, whatever. It's obviously down to the individual how much time they have. But you're not going to undo your progress. If you've come so far, you're not going to want to go back to that lifestyle. Because I sit here sometimes and I'm like, how did I ever live the way I did? Because I remember the type of mindset I had at the time, and I didn't feel good. I felt like shitting myself. I didn't walk, I didn't exercise, I didn't do any cardio. I'd probably go maybe 2-3 times a week, but I was literally just going through the motions, but eating crap on the sidelines, okay? And I could never go back to that lifestyle because of how far I've come. And when you've lost an awful lot of weight through hard work and consistency and turning your life around and developing better habits, think about when you lived such a crap lifestyle. Like, remember how hard it was for you to change now into this positive lifestyle where you are exercising, etc. That's how it's going to feel when you go to the other side and you've turned your life around for the better. You're going to find it very hard to slip back into bad habits. And yes, occasionally I'll go out, short, you know, just the weekend gone, I was at, my friend was home from Australia, I went out 2 days in a row, which is very rare for me in Ireland unless I was on holiday. But I was like, you know what, my friend isn't going to be home for another year, I'm going to go out for a meal, I'm going to enjoy myself. And then the next day she had our kid's birthday out our mother's back garden, and I went there and we had a barbecue. Now, I'm not in a calorie deficit, mind you, but I know from now till my next holiday, I'm going to be probably not drinking and I'm going to be out walking and going to the gym and stuff like that. Because if I was to get into the habit of doing that every weekend, yeah, my weight would start creeping back up. But, you know, you've come so far, you've turned your life around that your mind is nearly in default settings now where, oh no, I have to get up tomorrow and go back out on my walks now, and I have my run scheduled in now this week and stuff like that. Even though the warm weather is out, I do find, sometimes I'm triggered. Oh, I'd love to be in a beer garden or I'd love to be at a barbecue, but I also remember how I feel the next day and I feel like fucking shit. So if I was to do that all the time, every time the sun came out for a few weeks, I would feel like shit and my weight would start creeping back up. So there does still need to be a level of discipline. So just to summarize, I basically covered how to have strong boundaries. Your environment does impact you. Stop opting for short-term gratification when the sun comes out and think of the long-term gratification. Why did you start? Why do you want to turn your life around? You need to have a strong why to stay consistent. A holiday sometimes isn't enough for you to turn your life around, okay? Because you'll just go back to old habits once the holiday's finished. You need to do it for a bigger reason, okay? For your health, to add longevity onto your life. So you're not on a Zimmer frame in years to come, okay? And you're not an oxygen mask and you'll be able to carry shopping bags up and downstairs, etc. And then also, if you did get to a point where you didn't lose the weight you wanted, you still have the rest of the year. You still have from now till the rest of the year. Actually, forget that. The rest of your life. Why not start today? Why are you waiting till September for when the kids go back to school? Oh, I have a holiday in July. Well, start now and you'll probably lose 4 or 5 pounds for your holiday. And then you can continue when you get back. Okay. You don't need a holiday to be booked for you to start turning your life around. Okay. And even if you do have a holiday booked in 6, 7 weeks, you can still start now. Yeah, you're going to be away for a week and you might not lose the amount of weight that you wanted to lose, but that's 6, 7 weeks of really strong habits being built. That 1 week of being away isn't going to undo everything, okay? And then you just pick right back up where you left off once you arrive home from the holiday. And so by the time Christmas comes around, you're going to be a totally different person, all right? So that's this week's podcast. Just thought it was quite on theme with the weather and stuff like that, and maybe some words of wisdom that you wanted to hear if you are in a calorie deficit or if you do have a holiday booked and you're not where you want to be. I hope that's helped. But thanks for listening, and I'll be back next week.